Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Reverend Bill Leone, who debuts his first book, My Life with My Wife, the true story of a great love that refuses to die. This book is written by a husband, a father, an ordained elder in the Church of the Nazarene, the associate pastor and worship pastor at Faith Church of the Nazarene in Burbank, California, and a volunteer as a police chaplain. And Reverend Leone, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Bill, first of all, let me say that I am sorry for your loss, and I can't even imagine what you had gone through back when that occurred, the loss of your wife. Now, your book is surprisingly humorous in spite of tragedy. Can you tell us how you came to write your first book with such a lighthearted yet graceful voice?
Sure. I'll tell you. It took me a while. I mean, my mourning process is kind of still going on a little bit. I went through that and it hit me kind of hard, as you know, of course it would. But I started taking notes and writing about this and thinking of all the joy and the fun time that we all shared together. And I would think of those times, and I'd sit there and I'd start to smile. Then I started to laugh. I cried as well, but there was just so much fun stuff that was going on at the time, and I couldn't help but be a little bit lighthearted when writing this story. And it just felt good to do it. And everyone experiences, you know, all kinds of highs and lows during their lives, and including some comedy and even some tragedy. And especially if you have children, sometimes some absolute chaos is ensuing. But it was just a neat story to be able to write. And best of all, it was mine. It was fun.
Well, I can certainly appreciate the approach, and I'm sure you have fond and great memories thinking back on the days with your wife. And speaking of which, if you don't mind, share a story from the book for our audience. I'm sure that they would appreciate hearing in that regard.
Okay. Well, since we were talking about lightheartedness, I'll give you one of those. I'd come home from work one time, and the kids were home from school, and they were still young, and so that I was making sure everybody was doing their chores and their homework the way they should be. The chores would rotate, and during this time, my middle daughter, it was her turn to do vacuuming, and during that, she's trying to vacuum through the house, and she was in the hallway, and I was on the phone with Diane, my wife, and all of a sudden, I hear this screaming and staticky pop going on. And I told my wife, I said, "Oh, Diane, I gotta go. Hang on, something's happening. I'll call you right back." So I hung up with her and I run into the hallway and I see my daughter hanging on to the vacuum, and there's like this electrical flame shooting out of the socket, the wall socket from where the vacuum was plugged in. And so we got that all settled and stopped, and her little hands were a little black, but and the wall had black all over the wall. So I got kind of scared that maybe there was a fire inside the wall. So I called the fire department, and I think like two or three trucks came out, lights and sirens, everything. And they come blazing through the house, and I told them what was going on. They checked out my daughter and she was okay. They checked the wall for fire, possible fire. That was okay. And so, the kids, all the neighborhood kids were out running around on the fire trucks and playing and stuff, and including mine. And I decided to call Diane back. So I called her back to let her know what was going on. And she, you know, she answered the phone. She was at work and kind of with a little panic to her voice, rightly so. What's going on? What's happening? She's asking me. And I was, and I told her, everything's fine. The fire department just left, is just leaving. And she goes, what? The fire department? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, the fire department's okay. We're all right. Sam's okay. The wall sockets, you know, there's no fire in the wall. And oh, by the way, we need a new vacuum. And so it was just kind of funny when you look back now. It wasn't funny then, but looking back, it was kind of funny. But then I'm thinking about it later too. You know, here I am and being entrusted with the best parts of Diane to take care of them and keep them safe, and I'm having to call the fire department.
Yeah, those are the kind of stories that you never forget. You can laugh now, but in the moment, it wasn't anything to laugh about for sure. I've had some that have happened to me that are similar. Now, looking at your faith, tell us how you kept your faith strong after your wife, Diane, passed away from amyloidosis, a fatal disease.
So I got to tell you, first, people tend to turn away from God in times of tragedy. I've seen it happen. They run from him. They run away from him. And I'm not going to lie, I'm human too. And I had my moments with God as well, that where I was angry and upset, and I could have very easily turned away too, because you got to remember too, not 3 months prior to Diane's passing, we lost a daughter to suicide. So there was a lot to be upset about with just with God. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to push forward here is that to remember to run to him, and to those are the times that we need him in our lives when we are suffering and hurting and we're broken in those times. So our faith together was already pretty strong, and I felt very good and very confident in that. And also I was surrounded by a lot of good people who were praying for me, who hung out with me, who called me, who texted me, and just tried to uplift me as much as they could. So that was a big help, that helped keep things going for me. So it was a hard time, but we were able to fight through it.
And that bit of timely information about your daughter and her suicide around the time that your wife passed, I can't even imagine going through something like that. And I do appreciate your joining us and sharing this with us, and as well the book that you took the time to write, and we'll talk more about that today. We're speaking with Reverend Bill Leone. He is the author of his first book, My Life with My Wife, The True Story of a Great Love That Refuses to Die, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the book itself, how long did it actually take you to write the book and then get the book published? And which was harder, writing the book or getting it published? And also, where's the book available? I'm sure listeners, you've already piqued their interest and would like to know more of where they could pick up the book.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how long did it take to write it. I actually started my note-taking back in 2017. And when my wife was still around, and we were just starting to touch on her on issues, her medical issues, as they were getting worse. And as they progressed, I kind of had to put the book on the back burner, because her care required more attention as the days went on, and the years went on, actually. So once she actually passed, then it was brought to me again. God put it on my heart heavy, says, hey, you need to keep going on this. So once I finally sat down and actually started writing the book, it took me about 8 to 9 months. And I had times where it really flowed naturally, and there were other times when I didn't do so much. And I was, you know, I was writing, and it was going right late at night. That was my best time for anything creative for me. And I kind of write how I talk, which so it's kind of down to earth. But it took about 8 to 9 months. Also, the publishing part, I would say for me, that was harder because it wasn't the publishing process. It was finding a publisher. There was lots of them out there, but to find the right one, I agonized over that more than writing the book, just picking the correct one. And I'll tell you, when I found rebelbookspress.com, Diane Lilly over there, that was a great godsend right there. I prayed very hard about picking the right one. And I picked her and this company, and she took it from there and just ran with it and loved the book, which helped a lot too. So so that was I'd say picking the right publisher was the hardest part for me.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've heard something like this, and I like how you found not only the publisher that was right for you, but it was the perfect fit as well. That's pretty awesome stuff right there, and shows you how important that is. Now, your memoir leaves people wanting more. Do you have plans to write more about you and your faith and your life? Anything in the works we should know about?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I was at first when I wrote this book, and when I thought about writing it, it was more of a therapy thing for me. And as I finished it, or got to be finishing it, I was thinking, well, maybe this can help other people as part of like a ministry tool, maybe. So I'm thinking, okay, that's great. This is maybe just a one-hit wonder kind of deal. But I soon after that, I started thinking maybe I should write a Bible study to go along with the book. And so I thought that might be a good idea. And because there's a lot of stuff in the book right now that I use a lot of scripture. I'm not a Bible thumper. I don't beat you over the head with the Bible. But when it warrants it, I put scripture in this book. And there are some quotes that I use. So I think it'd be a good thing to do, write a Bible study with it.
That's good stuff right there. And I think that's a great idea and a great plan in place. And we look forward to getting some information on that when that does happen. Well, we really appreciate your joining us. Of course, your book is My Life with My Wife, the true story of a great love that refuses to die, a message that we certainly need to hear, especially in the times that we do live. Before you go in conclusion, any tips that you could share for new writers out there that are contemplating writing their book?
Yeah, I mean, being a first-time writer, I'm not an all-knowing, all-pro kind of author, but I did learn a few things. And one of the most important things is to write about what you know and what you love. Like for me, it was writing from my heart. Every night I sat down to write this book, I prayed for God to let my heart flow. And so that's where I started. And then after a while, you discover your own voice. Try and be organized. Schedule a time every day. Maybe some days you don't write and you skip a few. I did. But for the most part, you kind of commit yourself to diving into it and thinking of it as a almost kind of a job. And then, again, I go back to picking the right publisher, work with an affordable, legitimate publisher like I did, because your publisher can and should be your expert to take you from manuscript to professionally published book. I also worked with my publisher for press and sales needs. And what's unique about this specific one is she... Once your book is published, she doesn't just put you on a list and send you out to a bunch of stores to see and say, oh, well, maybe I'll take it. She actually goes after these people. She'll do the marketing for you and doesn't just sit there. She goes after it. So I'd say pretty much those things would be something to look for and stay with. I mean, she's put this book over like 40,000 bookstores are going to be out there seeing this title on lists, and she's going to be calling some of these as well. It's going to be available on November 7th, but it's available now at mylifewithmywife.org. But I'd say those are some good ones to start with. I'll probably have more tips maybe on the next book.
And there you have it. And folks, again, for more details, visit mylifewithmywife.org. Again, Reverend Leone, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and we really do appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Reverend Bill Leone, the author of his first book, My Life with My Wife, The True Story of a Great Love That Refuses to Die. And for further details, visit mylifewithmywife.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.